This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Governor Gavin Newsom says California will not renew a $54 million contract with Walgreens. The decision comes after the drugstore chain announced this week it would not dispense the abortion drug mifepristone in at least 20 states, including a few where abortion remains legal, at least for now. Walgreens says it is being unfairly singled out by California. It's not the only pharmacy scrambling to comply with new laws elsewhere, banning or severely restricting abortion. But Newsom says more state action against Walgreens could be coming. Alice Miranda Olstein is a healthcare reporter for Politico. She spoke with Newsom yesterday. Welcome back to Press Play.
Thank you so much.
All right, so $54 million doesn't seem like a lot of money when you consider what the state's budget is, and it's around or more than $300 billion. Walgreens, too, its annual sales in the billions of dollars. So is this more symbolic than anything else?
So the governor said that this was just the first step in what he's calling an exhaustive review of all of the state's ties with Walgreens. So this came up now because the contract in question was up for renewal, but they are looking at other things as well. No pharmacy anywhere in the country is dispensing the pills yet. This is about what the Walgreens said that they would do in the future once they obtain certification to dispense.
I see. Okay. So no one's doing this now. It's preemptive.
Right.
And what did Newsom say to you was his reason for taking on Walgreens now then, if they don't have the drugs anyway?
Right. So this was about Walgreens telling more than 20 Republican state attorneys general who wrote to the company threatening legal action if they move forward with dispensing the pills in their states. And, you know, we broke the story last week that Walgreens responded to those state attorneys general saying, you know, don't worry, we don't plan to dispense in your states. Now, in some of these states, abortion is legal, and like you said, you know, these laws are in flux. There are bills working their way through the state legislature. There are state laws that are enjoined in court. There's just so many moving factors. Of course, there are these big national lawsuits that could, you know, throw this entire question up in the air. But Newsom and other progressive officials around the country, including the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, are upset with Walgreens. They feel that the company sort of preemptively caved to political pressure from the state attorneys general and said that, you know, they should wait until a court definitively tells them they can't dispense the pills before making such an announcement.
What about what Walgreens says? And that is, it's not the only pharmacy or chain store that is facing this conundrum, and it's being unfairly singled out. What does Newsom say about that?
Well, first of all, you know, Walgreens is right that the other major chain pharmacies that have received similar threats from the Republican state attorneys general have been totally silent about their plans. They have not disclosed what they're doing. And so, you know, Walgreens is taking the heat because it did come out and say what it's planning to do. So, you know, the company raised, you know, Newsom is canceling this contract with them, but it's unclear who they will give the contract to because the other major pharmacy chains could have the exact same policy as Walgreens. They just haven't let anyone know yet. I've been asking, they have not responded to me either. So,
but is it possible that Newsom would cut ties with all of them then?
Well, you know, if he is setting this as his litmus test, that is possible. But, you know, we don't really have answers on that front yet. So Newsom said that his legal team has spoken to Walgreens, you know, several times over the past few days and has come away unsatisfied with the answers from the company. So they are moving forward with this cancellation.
Right. But there seems to be a lot of uncertainty around this entire issue, right?
Absolutely.
Whether or not. Yeah. So can you go into the larger picture as to what these companies are facing when it comes to all of these differing state laws regarding abortion?
First of all, there are state laws around the legality of abortion, you know, entirely, whether it's via a pill or via a procedure in a clinic. And those are in flux in several states. In addition to that, there are restrictions specifically on the pills, who can dispense them. Several states have laws saying only a physician, only a doctor can give out the pills. They can't be sent by mail. They can't be picked up from a local pharmacy. They can't be ordered online. Those laws are in flux. In some places, they're proposed. In some places, they're enacted but blocked in court. And so what Walgreens is saying is, look, the certification process is going to take months already. Let's see when that process is over where all these state laws stand, and wherever we can dispense the pills, we will. So that is what the company is saying to defend itself.
Right. And meanwhile, there is this court case in Texas that would basically revoke the FDA's ability to approve mifepristone. So how does that figure into all of this?
Exactly. So looming over all of this is this, you know, giant sword that could make this entire question moot and make it impossible for this pill to be dispensed anywhere, whether from a pharmacy or from a doctor's office. These groups in Texas are challenging the original FDA approval of the drug from more than 20 years ago, saying that the agency did not adequately study the safety. Legal experts say their arguments are pretty far-fetched, but this is before a judge who was appointed by President Trump, who has a known, you know, record of anti-abortion views. And so it's really anyone's guess. Of course, what this court in Texas rules could be appealed up to the Fifth Circuit, which is pretty conservative leaning, and could eventually be appealed up to the Supreme Court, which of course overturned Roe versus Wade last year. And so it's just absolutely unclear what the future is. That Texas ruling could come really at any time. We expected it to come already. And so we're on high alert.
All right. Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter for Politico. Thanks for coming back on the show and explaining all this.
Always great to talk.
Coming up, we'll have your weekend movie reviews, including Scream 6.
They keep you on your toes, and they don't skimp on one of the main reasons that you are there to watch it, to see people be stabbed to death in creative ways.
That's next on Press Play.